The Northwestern Wildcats football team made the most of a wobbly, staggering COVID-plagued season this year by going 7-2 and crushing Auburn in the Citrus Bowl. The Cats avoided the bug, and they edged Iowa with a fourth-quarter rally, and they kicked Wisconsin's posterior down at Evanston, Illinois. And they took Ohio State deep into the second half of the Big Ten title game before losing. They were legit, a legit Big Ten contender this year. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us in the all-new WWIB.com. For info on the show, you can listen to it, you can podcast Sports and Commentary, and you can also help support it and keep it on the air with a tax-deductible contribution right there, quickly, safely, securely, and remotely at WWIB.com. 6'4", 295-pound junior Sam Garrick is NU starting center. He's from Avon, Ohio, and he's here to recap the 2020 season. Sam, welcome to Sports and Commentary. Before we talk about your team, I got to get your thoughts about the ball club you played in the Big Ten title game, Ohio State. They made the national championship game and hung with Alabama for a while, but then Bama just pulled away and swamped them at the end. Your thoughts about Ohio State in that title tilt?
Yeah, Ohio State's a great team. It was a privilege to be playing them in the Big Ten championship, and obviously they had the debacle with whether they were going to let them in or not, and I'm glad they did, because Ohio State's the team you got to go through to win the Big Ten. And being up at halftime was awesome, and everybody in the locker room had that feeling that we were there for the right reasons and we deserved to be there. Really wish we could have pulled that one out, but obviously Ohio State deserved to be in the playoff like they did, beating Clemson like they did. Wish I would have been able to see them beat Alabama, but Alabama did have a pretty good group this year.
Yeah, they sure did. That was an historic season for you guys at 7-2 in this helter-skelter COVID year. Your thoughts about it?
We had a really special group of guys, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was really sad when they canceled the season. I understood why they were doing it, but I'm glad they put it back. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen, but our guys just put their heads down, did their work, made the right decision socially, and it was really worth it.
Mm-hmm. So the season was off back in August because of COVID, and then the other, you know, Power Five conferences started, and there was pressure on Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commish, to get your conference's season going. What was it like for you guys to navigate all this stuff, COVID and stopping the season and starting the season? What was that like for you guys to navigate that kind of year?
I think there was a little bit of jealousy from guys in our conference that other major conferences were still able to play, that they found a way to do it when we weren't. And you saw that with people like Justin Fields, who were leading the charge to get back into football. So definitely grateful for those guys that were leading that charge.
Yeah, it was a lot of guys. I think it was hashtag, we want to play, or we want to play football. And finally, Commissioner Warren gave in. How stringent were the COVID protocols for you guys?
Yeah, so we were getting antigen tested every single day. We would do our work at the facility. Everybody was wearing masks at the facility. Had little dividers when we were eating at meals. When we would be done with meetings and practice, we would go back to our apartments and not really do much else. And halfway through the season, they actually put a lot of the guys in the hotel so that we would not be contact traced by a roommate if they tested positive for COVID, because that's the CDC rule now.
Wow, isn't that something? So you make it through. In fact, I don't think you guys had a COVID positive COVID case until just before the bowl game. And that was just isolated, so you could still play the bowl game. What would you say, Sam, was sort of the defining moment or defining game for your team this year?
think the first game of the season, Maryland, really set the tone for us. We had had so much pent-up frustration from last year going 3-9, and to be able to perform like we did, winning by such a wide margin, gaining so many yards, and the defense holding Maryland to so few was a really good way to start the season for us.
Interesting. I thought you'd say that dominating win at home against Wisconsin, that pretty much gave you the Big Ten West.
Yeah, I do think that one was important for our season. Wisconsin and Iowa are two of those big Big Ten West opponents, and you're not going to win the West if you don't beat those two teams.
Yeah, and you did. All right, Big Ten starting center Sam Garrick of the Northwestern Wildcats football team, Big Ten West champions on sports and commentary. Man, we're running out of clock here, Sam, so let me see if I can get you back, and we'll talk about the dominating defense and your offense, which was clicking with quarterback Peyton Ramsey, who's going to attempt to make the NFL, declared for the NFL draft. So let's get back here again on our next sports and commentary, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.